My name is Jack Conaway from Olive Bridge, New York. I've just been listening to WAMC's local news about the requirements to be a marijuana distributor or salesperson in Massachusetts. And I think that's great that they have those requirements, but I'm curious as to why they don't put them also on vendors of tobacco products.
My name is Joyce Hackett, New York, New York. The decision to put up a statue to redress the lack of women in history becomes a decision to put up a religious woman from an institution that has historically oppressed women based on their biology is a joke. Dorothy Day would be a perfect Catholic woman who is an activist based in her religion, but who served the needs of the poor and whose activism was not particularly secularly based. To put up Mother Cabrini is a betrayal of the entire point of adding a woman's statue.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on the interview Alan Chertok is having with Governor Cuomo, and they were talking about discrimination and how it affects Catholics, Italians, Jewish, African Americans. Native Americans aren't mentioned in that sort of a really important thing that was left out.
This is Patrick Clark from Albany. After listening to the interview with Alan Chertok and Governor Cuomo about Italian American discrimination, I feel that Governor Cuomo is quite off about his interpretation of how much discrimination is associated with Italians these days. I don't think an Italian nowadays would have any problem getting a job based on their resume and the name on their resume as opposed to, you know, a black person or a Jewish person or a Latin person. So, you know, I can appreciate his sentiment with discrimination across the board, but to associate Italian discrimination with anti-Semitism or, anti-black racism is just a farce.